The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Police today are on the hunt for a gunman after a suspected bikie link shooting in Nangarra yesterday. Channel 7 reporter Emily Baker is at the scene. Good morning, Em.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks. And so, can you describe the situation out there in Nangarra?
Well, Ben, this is still very much an active investigation because, as you say, police are still hunting the person or people responsible for this shooting. There's a big police presence here in Nangarra, and a short time ago they opened the roadblock here on Sydney Road, so we can now see the workshop premises where it's believed the 34-year-old man was shot dead. It is a very big workshop. It's quite nondescript. It's surrounded by rural properties. There's a few cars parked out the front, but we are now seeing forensic investigators go in and collect what appears to be evidence, bagging it up. We've also got firefighters here. As I say, the investigation is still very much ongoing.
And what do we know about the man who has been shot?
Well, police are yet to reveal his identity. We know he is a 34-year-old man. Yesterday, we did see several people come here to the scene. They could have been friends or family of the man. There was quite an outpouring of grief. One of them was showing us his Rebels tattoo. So that's one of the biggest bikie clubs here in WA. And another person there is believed to be Rebels bikie Joseph Ramondi, who was former Rebels boss Nick Martin's best mate. So he was spotted at the scene last night.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be any qualms about showing off their bikie tats despite WA's supposedly tough new laws about showing bikie insignias. And now, what are the police saying as far as how the public should be looking at this situation? Should we be concerned that there is an assassin on the loose?
Well, it is quite concerning, isn't it? But senior homicide detectives tell us it appears to be a targeted attack, and that while the public should be vigilant, there is no real risk to the wider community, but they are still hunting the person or people responsible for this awful shooting. So we'll bring you the details as we get them throughout the day.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a story that everybody will be following very closely. Channel 7 reporter Emily Baker, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.